And today's daf is daf chaf vav. So we got to the top of chaf vav around five lines down, the Amar Rav Tachlifa. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Tachlifa, Avua de Rav Huna Mishmei de Rava, he said as follows, Chayavei Malkios she'avar alein Yom HaKippurim. Let's say a person is Chayav Malkos, and then Yom Kippur comes and goes. So the din is, he's still Chayav him afterwards, even though we saw regarding other Karbanos, that Yom Kippur wipes his slate clean. When it comes to the obligation of receiving Malkos, that remains even after Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara says, Pshita, of course he's Chayav Malkos afterwards. It doesn't remove any punishment he's owed. Maisha, why should this be any different than Mechayavei Yachatal So Shamas Vadai? When a person's Chayav Achatis, a person's Chayav Nashim Vadai, and Yom Kippur doesn't wipe it away, so certainly it shouldn't wipe away Yachiv Malkos. And the Gemara explains, Hakadai Techamin, I would have thought Hasim over there by the Karbanos, the Mamonahu, it's a financial obligation that has to bring it. So there, the Gemara is not going to wipe Yom Kippur is not going to wipe away a financial obligation. Now, Vahacha, the Gufahu, maybe this is on the body itself is more of an onish of some sort, a physical onish. Maybe there, this should have the same din as other types of kapar that Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper for. And Amalo, and Kamashon, and therefore we're telling us that no, just like Karbanos, Yom Kippur is not mechaper, Karbanos, so too Yom Kippur is not mechaper, Chayav and Malkios. Gemara says, V'ha'an Natan, don't we have in the Mishnah that clearly tells us in Masechta Shavuos that the Sar Mishalech is mechaper in all types of averos, hoda, v'lohoda, ase, v'losase, whether he knows about it, whether he doesn't know about it, whether it's the mitzvah asay, even if it's low asay, Yom Kippur is mechaper. So doesn't that mission imply that Yom Kippur is mechaper on Chayav Malkios? And the Gemara says, Lokasha, there is no contradiction. Had asibe, had lo asibe. It depends whether there's a hasra. In other words, the guy violated a low asay, and there is no hasra given, he's not getting Malkos, but there's still a loss. And that type of case, Yom Kippur is mechaper, a lo sasei that has no hasra, a lo sasei that's not resulting in malchus. But our Gemara here in the Maseches Kriyos is talking about where there was a hasra, which means there will be chayav malchios, and that case of malchus that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for. So Gemara is now going to go through a series of karbanos about which the Yom Kippur is not mechaper for us. So Gemara says, El Meata, that's the case. So if we're talking about a situation that we said that yesterday's daf, the Yom Kippur is mechaper, and anything that only a Kaddish Baruch Hu knows, she'ein makir b'lel Hashem, if only Hashem knows the Avera, but I don't know about the Avera, so Yom Kippur is mechaper. If I do know about the Avera, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. So on this premise, the Gemara asks El Miata, and the mnemonic is, the siman is, Yoledes, Metzorah, Nazir, Sota, Be'egla. These are the five questions we're going to ask. So he is Safek Yoledes. You have a woman who gives birth, and she's not sure if she gave birth, it was a nephil. It was a stillborn, and wasn't sure what the tzura of the vlad was, or the nephil, whether it was a vlad or not a vlad. She wasn't sure if she's chayva carbon yoledis or not chayva carbon yoledis. So the din is, she's a safek yoledis, she'avar aleh Yom HaKippurim. And Yom Kippur comes, Yom Kippur goes, the din is lo taisi, she shouldn't bring a carbon, deha Kippur aleh Yom HaKippurim. She didn't know whether she was chayev, so shouldn't we say that Yom Kippur is mechaper on the chayev chatas, and she shouldn't have to bring one afterwards, but the din is she does. But why? Dechait she'ein makir bo ela hamakom hu. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether she's chayev. So shouldn't Yom Kippur be mechaper for carbon yoledis? And the Gemara says, Amar of Oshai, or Rav Oshai explains, based on the Pasuk Achrimos, with regards to Yom HaKippurim, L'chol chatasam, b'lo l'chol tumasam. It's only mechaper in that which comes as a chait. But the carbon yoledes doesn't come because of a chait. It comes because of the tumah. She's tumas yoledes. It's metaher. It's not mechaper. It's metaher. And those types of karbanos is not affected by Yom HaKippurim. And therefore she's chayv even after Yom Kippur comes and goes. Ulu Rabbi Shimon Yochai Damar. He famously tells us yoledes choteisi. She's a chote because she says, I don't want to go through this ever again. She makes a shvua. So she's a chote. So it is a carbon chatas. So my ikamemar, what's he going to explain? If it's a carbon chadas, then shouldn't Yom Kippur mechaper for such a carbon yoledes? The Gemara says yoledes ki ma'isi carbon la'shiruye la'achila kodshimhu lo l'chapar ma'aseh. Granted, she might be a chote, but that doesn't mean the carbon she's bringing is because of the chait she did. She was a chote, fine. The carbon's purpose is to mati her to eat kodshim. It's a question of tumah v'tahara, not the function of a kapara. And therefore, even Rabbi Shimon Yochai, who holds she eats chote, that doesn't mean that takes on the nature, the carbon takes on the nature of a chatas. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Ananami Tanina, we also have a mishnah that proves this point, that Esavah Yoledes is not potter from the Yom HaKippurim. Ha'isha she'yesh aleh chatas ha'of mis etzafik. She has a safek carbon yoledes. The Avar Aleh Yom HaKippur, when Yom Kippur comes and goes, the Chayavesh Lahavi Lachi Yom HaKippur, she has to bring a carbon after Yom Kippur. Bifnei Mechsharta L'Echol B'Zvachim, because the function of the Yola, this is not the carbon Yola, this is not to give her kapara. It is also to give her kapara, but that's not the only function. It also functions to be metahir, her to eat zvachim, and that's still necessary even in the case of a suffix. And that's why she brings it even after Yom HaKippur. Next question the Gemara asks, El Miata, that's the case, a suffix mitzora. She'avar alav Yom HaKippur, lamaisi, a person who's a suffix, whether he's a mitzora or not, whether he requires a kapara or not, a carbon or not, does not have to bring, should not have to bring after Yom Kippur, because deha avar aleh Yom HaKippur, dechet shein makibo el ha-makamu. This is a chet that only Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware of, so don't we say Yom Kippur is mechaper for that? Why then do we say a suffix mitzora has to bring a carbon even after Yom HaKippur? And the Gemara says, Amar v'Yashaya, l'chol chatosam v'lo l'chol tumasam. The sar mishalech is only mechaper and chatosam. This is a purpose of a tumah. That's why we bring the suffix mitzora. That's unaffected by the Yom HaKippur. V'ha Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan al shiva dvarim nigam baim. There are seven reasons, seven averos, why mitzora, why neged tzaras comes in a person. So it does come because of a chayit. It's not a tumah only. It's also for a purpose of a chatos. The Gemara says, Mitzora kimaisi, when a person brings the chatas, the carbon, even though the Mitzora might be a chote, lav le kapar maisi. The purpose of the carbon is not as a kapar for him. The purpose is el lashiruye b'achilat kachimus, to allow him to eat karbanos, and that still is necessary even after Yom Kippur comes and goes. El Miat, the Gemara asks, okay, let's move on to the next topic, Safek Nazir. The guy isn't sure if he's Chayiv Nazir, Karbon Nazir. He was a Nazir, and he was Safek whether he became Tameh or not, so he brings a Karbon Misafek. She'avar alav Yom HaKippurim. So the din is Yom Kippur comes, Yom Kippur goes. The din is he still has to bring a Karbon Nazir afterwards. But the Gemara says, why? Lo Maisi Karbon, you shouldn't have to. The HaKippur Yom HaKippur Purim. Isn't Yom Kippur Mechaper for this? The Chet She'ein Makir Bo Ela Makam Hu, and that Yom Kippur is Mechaper for. And the Gemara says, Amr Vashaya, yet again, L'chol Chatas, V'lo L'chol Tumah, that Tzar Mishalech is only Mechaper on the Chataos, but it doesn't get rid of that which you bring because of a Tumah. And Nazir brings because he's Tameh. Rebbe Elazar ben Akafar, the Amar, Nazir Chotehu, Michael Mamar, but he holds a Nazir the Chote. A person shouldn't refrain from enjoying in this world. We're meant to enjoy the world in a Kedusha way. But drinking wine is something a person can enjoy in the Derech HaKedusha. So he's called a chote. So if he's a chote, so shouldn't Yom Kippur mechaper for such a savik chatas? And the Gemara says, Nazir, ki maisi karbon lav lekapar maisi, ela lemecha, some girsos issues here, ela mecha lav nazir's tarahuba. The purpose of karbon is brought by Nazir is not to bring kapara, rather either to permit him to eat karbonos or to allow the nazirs of tara to begin now and nothing to do with the kapara, and therefore Yom Kippur doesn't affect it. Next case. El Miata, this is the last one of these series. The Gemara says, Safek Sota. A person not sure if she's Chayv Sota or not, so they bring it out Safek. She'avar Aleha Yom HaKippurim, lo taisi, she shouldn't have to bring afterwards. Deha Kippur Aleha Yom HaKippurim, Dechait Shein Makir Bo El HaMakom. Only Hashem is aware of this chait, and therefore the Yom Kippur should be Mechaper for this. The Gemara answers it yet again, Amar Boshaya, L'chol Chatosam, L'chol Tumasam. The purpose of a carbon sota is to be metaher her, not to be mechaperu. And therefore, since it's a tuma case, Yom Kippur doesn't affect it.
So sota is always a safek sota, right? I mean, that's always the case.
Every case would be, every single case would be a case of safek, exactly. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, well, Baal Makir, but wait a second. He says another answer is no, because someone does Makir. The Baal is aware of it. He's aware of what took place there, and therefore it is Makir Baal, and Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, only in that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only aware of. Rav Amar, Sota Kimasya, no, he explains when a Sota comes, it comes for a different function, not to be Matahir her necessarily, but Livarir Avon Ka'as is trying to clarify what exactly happened, not because of a Kapara, but just to give clarity to the situation. And for these three different reasons, the Karban Sota does not get affected by Yom HaKippur. So then the Gemara, this is the last one, then the Yom Kippur says, okay, what about El Miata Egla Arufa? The Egla Rufa, the din is that we don't know who, we find a dead body, we don't know who's responsible, we bring the Egla Rufa, great. So let's say they didn't bring it, and Avri Aleh Yom HaKippur, Yom Kippur comes and Yom Kippur goes, the din is that we do have to still bring the Egla Rufa. But why? We shouldn't have to. Shouldn't we say that Yom Kippur is Mechaper for this din and only Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware of him? So Amar Bai says no, when it comes to Egla Rufa, Horeg Makir. The murderer knows, so it's not only Ein Lil Makir La Makom, the murderer knows who he killed. Therefore, this is not affected by Yom Kippurim. Rava Amar Rava says, Amar Kav, there's a special pasuk that tells us, V'la'aris lo yuchu par l'adam asher shupach ba. The ground won't give any kapara for that which the blood was spilled, and therefore the only way to get proper kapara is to bring Egla Rufa, and Yom Kippur coming is not really going to suffice. Now there's a fascinating Rashash in this piece. The Rashash says, the point of Egla Rufa is actually not even to bring kapara. It doesn't bring kapara. The Egla Rufa is simply to make some type of fanfare, to create some excitement, some marketing, in order for people to find out who the murderer is, but the Egla Rufa itself doesn't create the kapara. Then the Gemara says another answer as to why Egla Rufa is required to be brought even after Yom Kippur. The Papa Amar Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael, ru'uya kaparazu, shetichaper al yotze Mitzrayim. So this is talking about, even though it's many, many years since since leaving Mitzrayim, the Yotze Mitzrayim is requiring its constant kapara. And even though Yom Kippur comes and goes so many times, we've experienced so many times Yom Kippurim, still we require a kapara. This is talking about the context of the Egla Rufa case here, that even though the kapara is necessary like Yotze Mitzrayim, even though that was hundreds of years ago, so too the hariga, the murder, requires kapara even after it's experienced so many days of Yom Kippurim. So then the Gemara says, Hashad Amris, now that we've established Chet Shein Makir Bo El HaMakom, a Chet that is only recognized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom HaKippur Mechaper Ema Ki Misyad Elei Bas Yom HaKippur Nami Lo Maisi Chatas. So let's say a person doesn't know about a certain Avera, so we see Yom Kippur comes, and Yom Kippur is Mechaper for this, because he doesn't know about this. But the din is when he does know about it, so he shouldn't have to bring, because didn't Yom Kippur take care of whatever was done? So Gemara says, Amr Bizira Lo Masad Amr, so you can't say this. Because when the guy does know it, he does have to bring a carbon. Why? The Chsiv Kra, it says in the Pasuk Yediya, it says Yediya Gabi Chatas of a Yachid. When a Yachid brings a carbon, it says the word Yediya in the Pasuk. It says the word Yediya by Gabi Nasi, and it says Gabi Tzibur as well. So we see that, what we're going to learn in the Josh in just a second, one of these are extra, one of the Yediyos mentioned by either Yachid, a Nasi, or Tzibur, or extra, to tell me that even though you're right, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, when the guy finds out the Avera, he does have to go ahead and bring a Chatas anyway. That Yediya is Mechaiv, a new carbon. It's a special Gzeris HaKasav when he finds out he needs to go ahead and bring a carbon Chatas. So Gemara wants to understand, why does it have to say Yediya by a Nasi, by a Yachid, and by a Tzibur? And the Gemara says, Tzrich, we need all different cases. Why? Because the Kasav Kra, the Pasuk simply said, Gabe Yachid, had said that you need a Yediya by Yachid. I would have thought, Kulan Miachim Yachid Lok Asin, you can't learn the others from a Yachid that they needed for Yediya for Chatas. Because Dikla Mifrach, you could say there's a certain Chumrah by Yachid, Mal Yachid, Shekol Karbano Nekeva, that every single carbon Yachid that is brought comes from a Nekeva. And it's a certain leniency. And just like we're Mekah, that you just have to bring in a Keva, so too, you only have to bring a carbon chatas when you are aware of the actual Avera. But by a Tzibur, where Machmer, you have to bring a Zachar. And a Nasir, where Nasir, where Machmer, you have to bring a Zachar as well, with the exception of a Avodah Zarah. So that maybe you should be machmir as well, that a person has to bring a chatas for those cases, even if he doesn't have yediya. So again, if it said yediya by yachid, I would think only yachid has a certain heter, only when you find that, about it, bring a carbon. But by a tzibur and by a nasi, with the chumr, that you have to bring a zocher as the carbon, maybe there's another chumr, you have to bring a carbon, even if they don't know, vadai, that it's in avera, even in the case of a suffix, that it should have to bring a carbon as well. And that's why it has to say yediya by all three cases. So then the Gemara says, Nichtov Gabe Nasi, why doesn't say Yediya by Nasi? V'naisi Hanach Minasi, let me learn Yachid from Nasi, let me learn Tzibur from Nasi. And the Gemara explains, because the Yachid Minasi Lo Asi, you can't learn a Yachid from a Nasi, why? Dikla Mifrach Ma'al Nasi, there's a Chumra that Nasi has, Shekein E Mishmias Kol. Because a Nasi, a Kula, that a Nasi doesn't have to bring Shmias Kol, if he violates the Shavuos Eidus, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. So too, he only has to bring a carbon when there's a Yediya. But a Yachid, who has to bring for Shmias Kol, Tomer B'Yachid Sheken Yeshem Shmias Kol, so therefore he shouldn't be off the hook. A Yachid should perhaps be Chayv, even if there is no Yediya, even without a Vada Yediya. And Tzibur as well can be learned from a Nasi. Tzibur minasi lo asi. Dika Mifrach, there's room to ask, Ma'ala Nasi Shekein Karbano Nekeva. A Nasi can bring a Nekeva, at least with regards to Avodah Zarah. The way it works is when a Nasi violates a regular carbon, a regular Avera, he brings a Zachar. When he violates Avodah Zarah, he brings in a Nekeva. Bringing a Nekeva is considered a leniency. But a Tzibur never ever brings a Nekeva, so you can't learn Tzibur from a Nasi. So it can't just teach Nasi. So it can't teach just Yachid. It can't teach Yediyah just by a Nasi. Maybe it should teach Nichtav Lagabi Tzibur. Maybe it should say Yediyah by Tzibur. And then Nasi Yachid Minasi Minay. And say just like a Tzibur, you need a Yediyah Vados to bring a carbon, so too by Yachid Minasi. And the Gemara says no. Yachid Ikla Mifrach Malat Tzibur Shekein Ein Chayavim Ela Al Helam Davar Im Shigas Maisa. The only time a Tzibur has to bring a carbon chatas is if there was a lapse in the memory. They didn't know about a certain halacha. Bezin made a mistake, and then they did the Avera as well. But Yachid and Anasi, who are Machmir, even without there being a Helam, without there being a Helam of any sort, Helam Davar, they still have to bring a carbon chatas. So too, maybe, even if there's no Yediyah Vadaris, they should have to bring a carbon chatas. And therefore, there's a Yediyah mentioned by Nasi, Yachid, and Tzibur. So the Gemara says, okay. So mechad yediyah lo asa. So we can learn from just yediyah in one place, but maybe teis echad yediyah mitarti. Maybe say yediyah by two of the cases, and the third one you could derive from the combination of the two. So the Gemara says, which one? Lo nichtav yediyah lagabe yachid. So don't say yediyah by yachid. The teis and you should learn yachid minasi and tzibur. Well, I said you can't learn yachid from nasi and tzibur. Why? Because ikle mifrach there's room to ask ma'ala nasi and tzibur shekein ein b'shmiat kol. Neither one is ever chai for shvus edus. So therefore, there's a certain kula, so so too, they only chai b'yidi v'adalos. But tomer v'yachid, sheyeshim b'shmiyas kol, so so too, maybe there should be another chumer that even yidiyah she'ein v'adalos, the yachid should be chayvim. So then the Gemara says, okay, lo nichtav kra yidiyah gabi tzibur. Don't say it by tzibur, v'teisim yidiyah d'yachav anasi. And learn tzibur from the yidiyah that's mentioned by anasi and mentioned by yachid. And the equilibrium prophet has room to ask, Mali Yachid Vinasi Shekin Yeshiva Karban Nikeva, you bring in a keva by Yachid, by all Karbanos are Yachid, is a Nikeva, and by Nasi you bring in a keva by Avodah Zarah Avera. However, Tomer B'Tzibur, She'im or Karbano Nikeva, you never bring in a keva for Tzibur, and therefore since it's different, and therefore also more Makil, you shouldn't have to bring a carbon unless there's a, even if, sorry, there's a Mochumra, you should even have to bring when there's a Yediyah, when there's no Yediyah Vados. So then the Gemara says, finally, lo nichtav gabi nasi. Don't say yediyah by nasi. The teisi, learn nasi from the yediyah of yachid and the yediyah of tzibur. And in my parach, what question will you ask? Imishim, if you're going to ask, einam shmiyas kol, because it's not subject to shmiyas kol, well, the din is, by tzibur, also the same din applies as well. And the einam chayam, this gives one second here. And also by tzibur, you also only chayiv when there's a helm davar. Well, not true, because a yachid yochiv, because a yachid doesn't need a helm davar to be chayiv. The itamei, so again, a few brackets and parentheses, I'm going to skip a couple of those. The if you're going to tell me, mishum, the yesh v'chol karbano nekeva, if you're going to tell me, you shouldn't learn a nasi from a yachid, because a yachid, all the karbanos come from a nekeva, and nasi doesn't, unless it's a avodah zarah. Tzibur yochiach, Demir Karbano Nekeva. So Adadi Isin Lei Yediyah Lo Mechayev. So we see the din that maybe a Nasi actually does work out from learning from a Tzibur and a Yachid together. So then the Gemara says, So Lamali Dechsev Yediyah Gabi Nasi. So then why does it say Yediyah the Gabi Nasi? You can learn it from Yachid and Tzibur together. It must be it's extra. And then Einu Einu Legufa, since you don't need the word Yediyah by a Nasi, could you learn it from a Tzibur and a Yachid? Da Asi Miyach V'Tzibur. Tineo Inu, we could teach it elsewhere, namely Lehecha Demesiad Delei Basi Yom Akifurim, to a case where a person found out he didn't have Avera even after Yom Kippur came, the Maisi Chatas, he has to bring a Chatas nonetheless. And that's the Drasha. So Gemara now says at the bottom of the Amud here, Abai Amar, Ilo Dechsev Yediyah Lagabi Nasi, had not said the word Yediyah by Nasi, Meyachav et Tzibur Lo Asi, you couldn't learn a Nasi from Yachad and Tzibur. Mishum Deikil Mifrach, there is room to still ask, Yachid and Tzibur shekein ein asun lishtanis. You never have a Yachid and Tzibur changes. A Yachid is always a Yachid. And a Tzibur is always a Tzibur. However, Tomer, you're going to tell me by Nasi where Nasi can change she'asa lishtanos? What does it mean? If he loses his post of being a Nasi and then he becomes a Yachid, that will change his status. So that does break up the Kal v'chomer learned out from Yachid and Tzibur. And so because of this flaw, Abai says, Ella Amar Abai, Abai says, tell you what. Mihacha, the reason really is, the reason I'll explain it, is Michti, Mitzvos, Mitzvos, Yalfi, Madadeh. It says Mitzvos by all the cases, and you can learn Mitzvos of Yachat, Tibur, of Nasi together. And Kevin, the Yalfi, Madadeh, since we learn it together, Lamali, Dichsiv, Shalosh, Shidis, why mention all three together? Gabi Yachiv, Gabi Nasi, Gabi Tibur. Meaning, if you have that, it says Mitzvos by Yachid, Mitzvos by Nasi, and Mitzvos by Tzibur, just say Yediyah by one of the cases, and you'll learn the other three by this Gzeirah Shava. So why mention all three? So in Eino Einin Legufa, since you don't need to teach it by all three cases, the Hagamr Lahu, because we have the Gzeirah Shava that's able to teach it if it says it just by one of them, Mitzvos Mitzvos, to Eino Einin we could teach it to a case of Heicha, the Mitzvah Delei Basi Makifurim, who Demai Sichatis, to tell me that even after Yom Kippur comes and goes, if that Yediyah happens, he is Chayiv Achata. So Abai agrees to the Halacha, that it once chayiv to bring a chatas after Yom HaKippur when he finds out about it, but he argues on the drasha that is used. Okay, the Gemara now says, we have another din as well. We know if a person brings an Ashram Taloi, if he finds out afterwards he sinned, he has to go ahead and bring a carbon chatas. So Gemara says...
So basically, the only carbon that Yom Kippur does is Ashram Taloi. Because
correct. Exactly.
Because in the case of a chata,
exactly.
If he didn't have hasra, then he doesn't.
Right.
And it's not a,
okay. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, "Ema ki mitziad delei basar yomakipurim hu demaisi chatas." So he said, when a person finds out after Yom Kippur he didn't have avera, he should have to bring a carbon chatas. Bishum di yomakipurim lav al hadain chet kaas. He doesn't come because of this particular sin. Aval ashem taloi de al hadain chet kaas. That on an Ashram Taloi, the person became aware that he did a chait after the Ashram Taloi, where it was on a particular case that he thought he might have done. Emachanami the mechaper the chimisyade lebaser the kamaisi Ashram Taloi lo maisi chadas. What the Gemara is saying here, the reason why Yom Kippur is not mechaper on the Nevera I don't know about, because Yom Kippur is a generic thing; it just takes care of everything overall, but it's not specific to a particular Nevera I thought of. So therefore, afterwards, when I find out about it, I need to bring a chadas. But an Ashram Taloi I bring because of a specific reason, for a specific aver that I might have done. So maybe in that case we should say the Ashram Taloi works, and even if I find out afterwards I did the avera, I should say I get kapara, because Ashram Taloi was very, very targeted. So Gemara...
You had Ashram Taloi, and then Yom Kippur came, and then you asked Yom Kippur, you really gave the Ashram Taloi.
No, this is not Yom Kippur. I brought the Ashram Taloi. Okay. But I shouldn't have to bring a chatas after finding out, after the Ashram Taloi.
Oh, because
the Ashram Taloi is very targeted.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, no, Rava says, Amar Kral, the Patek says, oh, a whole day I love Mikol Makom. So a person finds out about, maybe this is a combination of chatas, maybe it's Ashram Taloi plus Yom Kippurim. No, this is the app. So it says, oh, whole day love. If a person finds out about it, Mikol Makom, even though he may have brought the Ashram Taloi, once he becomes aware he did the Avera, he still has to go ahead and bring it. Even though the Ashram Taloi was very targeted to the particular Avera he thought he may have done. So the Gemara now says, Hashu Damar, now that we've established Ki Mitziyad Delei Maisi Chatas, when he knows he did the Avera, even after bringing an Ashram Taloi, he has to bring a Chatas. So Ashram Taloi Lama Bas. So what's the point of Ashram Taloi? Does it help him with anything? So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Shemes, Meis B'lavim. If the guy never finds out about it and he dies and he never knew the chait, that Ashram Taloi takes care of the Avera. If he finds out about it when he's alive, so then the chatas takes care of it. But if he doesn't find out about it, the Ashram Taloi was good enough to mechaper for him. So Maskula Rava says, wait a second. Meis, Meis Merakis. Forget Ashram Taloi. Meis itself, death itself, cleans a person, cleans a slate. So what's the need for Ashram Taloi? When the guy dies, the meat itself takes care of all the averos. So Gemara says, no. Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, I'll tell you why he brings him Ashram Taloi. Lehagin alav minat yisurim. It protects him. It's a defense against any punishment that might come about that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to take revenge on him for doing an avera. You bring an Ashram Taloi, it doesn't help you with the kapara, but protects you from anything bad happening to you because of the avera.
Again, but in most cases, like the whole question is funny, because most cases of Ashram Taloi are cases that you'll never find out.
I don't know.
I mean, like, you two pieces of...
Who knows? Whatever. Those are the examples we're bringing, but there could be so many other types of cases of Safek Averas where you could find out. So then the Gemara says, Chatas Ha'of Ha'ba'al Safek, the person brings a carbon chatas, and it was because of a suffix. So if Misha Nimlaka, my Misha said, and he found out he was actually, he owed it, he owed the chait or didn't owe the chait. So then we said we have to bury. Go ahead and bury the carbon chatas. So Amar Rav, the chiper. And even though he knew afterwards, he only found out after the Malika that he's actually Takachayiva, that chatas he brought was good enough. He did a Malika when he was Batar Safik. Then he realized he was actually chatas, he was Chayiva, that kapara, that Malika was good enough to fulfill his kapara. So Ihachi, that's the case, asks the Gemara, Amai Tekavra, so why bury it? If we're saying that's a good kapara, and it's a good Malika, and it's a really good chatas, let him eat it. The Gemara says, L'pisha'ina mishtameris, because it wasn't protected properly. What does that mean, it wasn't mishtameris properly? Emas lo mishtameris, when wasn't it protected properly? Imekar, if you're telling me, initially it wasn't protected from the tumah, and that's why, so perhaps they weren't so careful, because they didn't expect anyone to eat it, so it became tameh, so don't eat it because it might have been tameh. Well, chayahavya, when the animal was alive, an animal alive cannot become tameh. You and I can become tameh, but a live animal can become tameh. So who cares if it wasn't protected when it was alive? Tumah can't affect it. So it must be only after it was shechted or moloch, whatever the lashon is. So e levasof, if at the end, kamenatele. Well, once it was malika and then everything else, the kohanim are involved, and the kohanim by nature are zaris people. They will ensure that no tumah will come anywhere near this, even though they knew it was a suffix at the time, they would still protect it. So what does it mean, einu mishemeres? So ela masnis, the Mishnah is talking about a case, beno dela delo yalda. She became aware that she didn't give birth to a vlad, and she's not chayiv, ubedin hu demeteres bana, and you're allowed to get hana from it. Now you can't eat it because it was a malika. You had to have a shechita to eat it. You can't eat it, but you can get hana from it. Umay tikav, so why do we bury it then? Because midir banan, we're concerned that people might get confused. If you get hana from this carbon, maybe if you get hana from a real carbon, they didn't know that this particular case ended up being coming chulin. So they say bury it just to protect from any bad things happening. V'chiyit mar derav. When Rav said his din, v'chiper, so did we say that Rav said you get kapara for it? Which sounded like that they were, that she read she was chayiv chatas, and she got kapara? So no, when Rav said a statement that there's kapara, he was talking about a different case, a different Mishnah. That a case of ha'isha she'viya chatas ha'of v'safik. A woman brings a chatas, so she's not sure, but it's a safik. Im achlo nimlaka, if it was before Malika, she found out, no delosha yaldavada, that she certainly did give birth to a nefel, that was a vlad. To all say, you could transform that suffix chatas into a vadai, because min shevi'u al-lohoda is the same min mevi'u al-hoda. So she could turn that suffix into a vadai if it was pre-Malika. However, if she became aware in Mishanimlaka, if the Malika took place already, and then Noda Shayalda, then she became aware she gave birth to a Vlad, then Amarava Mazeh Dama, she did Malika, and now the blood is there. But when they did Malika again, it was a Safek at that time, she could take the blood and Mazeh Dama Al-Mizbeach, Umotzeh Dama, she could spread the blood, sprinkle the blood, smear the blood, all that, and Kippra, she'll get Kapara, even though it was the Malika was done Bitar Safek. And it's Mutaris Bachila, she could also go ahead and eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Asura, Bechir, you can't, because since initially it was brought as a safek, the Chacham says, don't eat it, because Gzer Shema Yom Ruchatas Ha'of Ha'bal Safek Nechel, people might think, oh, in general, a Chatas Ha'kam is a safek, one may eat. They didn't realize that this actually turns into a Chatas Vadai, and for that reason, not to eat it. But this was the case that Rav was saying, that she knew she was Vadai Chayev, where it does serve as a kapara. But when it's the case where she knew she wasn't chayiv, then the animal becomes a chulin completely, and you would go ahead and actually bury it, just because it gets very confusing to the people.
Isn't Malika one of the avodas that meets the kavana? Because when the kavana in Malika is doing for a suffix, and then suddenly we say, okay, you know what, suddenly...
Malika needs kavana, the shame what's going on, but apparently it doesn't require the vade suffix. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Tani Levi Kavasi Derav, Chatas Ha'of Ha'bal Safek, Im Mishanimlaka, when they did Malika, they became aware, that she's actually Chayiv, Mazeh Dama, Mosed Dama, Kipra, Umoteres Bachila. That supports the statement of Levi right above. So then Tani Kavasi Derav Yochan, there's a brach that supports Rabbi Yochan that says that you shouldn't need such a case, which says, Chatas Ha'of Ha'bal Safek, Imachelo Nimlaka, before Malika, no de la shalov yalda, she was aware that it was not a vlad, tei te l'chulin, it goes out to chulin, oh, timach l'chaveret, or sell it to someone else who might need to bring it as a carbon. However, imach l'nimika, if it was before the nimika and no delasha yal avadeh, if she knew she was vadeh chayiva, then tiyasa l'avadeh, then switch it over to avadeh before the malika, because shemimimin shemivia al shaloda loda is mivia al holda, the same type of min. However, im mishinimika, if when malika took place, no de sheyalda, she became aware that she was chayiv after malika took place already, nasadama, motidama, v'chipra. However, according to this brisa, like Rabbi Yochan, asura be'achila. Let's say it came mitzadama. Let's say later stage. She wasn't sure. It was a suffix. They did malika. They did maza. They even did mitzah. They put the blood on the mizbeach. And after that, acharkach no de sheyalda, she became aware she is chayiv. Asura afil bana, she cannot get hana at all from this particular case. Shal safek ba b'tchila kipra sveka v'halcha la. So it came in a safek in the beginning, and therefore she's chayv a new vada because it was too late in the stay, late in the game, in order to change over to a chata. So let's stop here now. I know it's a little bit we have more in the Gemara, but since the last stop is very short, so we'll, I think, be able to catch up there.